If good comparisons and financial data are absent, such estimates are more art than science, says Brian Weiser of Group M, the world's largest advertising buyer. That makes it even harder to put a number on Google's advertising business as a whole. Jefferies' estimate is $539 billion. Ms. Warren wants to split it into an ad marketplace and services that operate in it. But valuing its constituent parts is guesswork. The firm is not forthcoming with numbers. These are not the only problems. WhatsApp, despite the whopping price Facebook paid for it, does not make much money, which makes assessing its worth hard. Trying to estimate a price for Apple's and Google's apps would be hopeless. The fuzziness of Ms. Warren's plan also makes estimating a total breakup value difficult. If Facebook has to part with WhatsApp, why should it keep Messenger, its other instant messaging service? Or why should Apple keep iMessage? Both may be regarded as services on top of a platform utility. It is similarly unclear what would happen to the app stores of Apple and Google, or the cloud computing arms of Amazon and Google, and Microsoft's, for that matter, a rival to Amazon. A spin-off of Amazon Web Services, for example, would create the world's second most valuable corporate IT firm. It would be worth $438 billion, says Morgan Stanley, a bank, about four times more than IBM.